fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 30th of June. The prep tip of the day is to work on your physical fitness. This is imperative. Doesn't matter your age, where you are right now. We all have limitations. I have my limitations. You have yours. We have things we can do, things we can't do. Respect those things. I can't do the things I could do 40 years ago, but I can do a lot. I work within my limitations. If you're going to start a new exercise program and you have any concerns about underlying health conditions, heart, lungs, whatever it might be, talk to your healthcare professional before you start anything so you don't hurt yourself. You really don't need to be doing that. All right, we're going to have open lines this hour. The third hour, we'll have Marie Lassiter with us, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. Well, I got some good news. According to President Biden, Russia is losing the war in Iraq. That's great news, isn't it, that Russia is losing the war in Iraq? Well, it must be the truth because President Biden said so, right? Of course. How embarrassing. How absolutely humiliating to have this man humiliating himself and humiliating the entire country in front of the world with his ineptitude, his cognitive issues. He is obviously the evidence, and having been a criminal defense investigator most of my adult life, I know evidence when I see it. The evidence to me is clear and convincing that he and his son and other members of the Biden family have been engaged in high crimes and treason for years. They have, and if and when President Trump will probably be reelected, there's going to be enough election fraud done away with, enough jurisdictions that he can't be defeated. Mail-in ballots done away with, Dominion voting machines done away with, Republicans engaged in legal activities such as ballot harvesting, things of that nature, which in some jurisdictions are legal activities, which we need to be doing, we Republicans. I just wrote a note on Facebook earlier this morning saying the following. Now, first of all, many people don't remember this, but for about the first month, maybe 2 months, it was about that time frame, Robert Kennedy Jr. was part of the Trump administration. Do you remember that? I remember it. I was so glad to see that because I knew Robert Kennedy was, even then, 6 years ago, in the forefront of advising the public that all vaccinations are dangerous. It's kind of ironic. He claims not to be anti-vaccine on one hand. On the other, he warns us, and I hope I'm getting this right, he warns us that all vaccines are not safe or effective, and they aren't. So these two guys know each other. They're pretty close in age. Robert Kennedy Jr., I think, is about 6 years younger than President Trump. They agree on many things. Now, President Trump continues to promote the COVID vaccines as if they're something good. There's some evidence, it's not solid evidence, that President Trump's youngest son, Barron, is vaccine damaged. I don't know that for a fact, but I've read that. It may or may not be true. I don't know. But the fact, and it is a fact, it is clearly a historical fact, that Robert Kennedy Jr. was part of the Trump administration for the first month or two. There's no dispute about that. And his job was going to be to expose the dangers, not only of vaccines, but other pharmaceutical products. I saw a town hall meeting, videotaped, where a woman asked Robert Kennedy Jr. If he was going to ban or outlaw semi-automatic rifles. He had an interesting response. It had several aspects to it. One of them being that the Supreme Court has made it very clear that that's not going to happen. The other, he pointed out, countries like Switzerland, he didn't go with any kind of details that I will right now, but I think we can all agree that most countries, about half the households, it's going to be up and down different countries, about half the households are going to have an adult male between ages of 18 and 60. It's going to vary, maybe 40% in some places, maybe higher in others. In Switzerland, almost every man between 18 and 60 is a member of what they call the Home Guard, similar to our National Guard, our Army Reserve. And they have in their home with them, not a semi-automatic rifle, but a machine gun with ammunition in their home. The last school shooting there, according to RFK Jr., was 21 years ago. Now, AR-15s have been available for well more than half a century. Other semi-automatic rifles longer than that, going back to, well, more than 100 years ago, semi-automatic rifles have been available to the public for well more than a century. There was a time when machine guns could be bought in this country at the local hardware store. You walk in, you lay down your money, you walk out with it. No paperwork, no anything. We didn't have any school shootings. What Robert Kennedy points out, which I've been advocating and talking about myself for quite a long time, is the use of psychotropic drugs, Prozac, SSRIs, and so forth. Now, the percentage of mass shooters that Kennedy mentions is only 20%. I believe, by my research, the percentage of mass shooters, school shooters, that have been taking psychotropic drugs of some sort is much higher, with the exception of Muslims. As I say frequently, Muslims are so crazy they don't need psychotropic drugs to commit mass murder because Muhammad dictates that they do so. They want to get into their version of heaven. That's a great way to do it. Kill lots of innocent people, as long as they're not Muslims. Well, actually, they get to kill Muslims if they're not the right kind of Muslims. It's a very bizarre, freakish, dangerous religion, by the way. I don't want to get to that this segment. What we're witnessing on the 30th day of June, 2023, right now, what we're witnessing is, in my opinion, the worst crime in recorded human history. That's what's taking place all around us, worldwide, at least in the West. India is not participating. Russia is not participating. China is not participating, although they've had their issues. The worst crime in recorded human history. The insurance industry employs actuaries. I could discipline my mind to do that kind of work because it's not that much different than what I did for many years as a paralegal. Actuaries are very good at getting and analyzing statistics. That's what they do. And there are many of them, I don't know how many, hundreds, I guess, are employed by the insurance industry. Because the insurance industry depends on the work of actuaries in order to build their business model to where they provide policies to people who want them, life insurance policies, what we're talking about here, and are able to have a business model that is successful and generates a profit. That's what they do. The actuaries for the insurance companies have determined that beginning around June of 2021, there was a 40% increase, listen carefully, in all-cause mortality. All-cause mortality. Now, this has never happened in this country or any other country that I'm aware of in terms of people dying from illness and disease, as opposed to, how about Cambodia, where that communist nutcase killed off more than half the population, or at least a third of the population, about 3 million people. Anybody who wore eyeglasses was murdered because they were thought to be an intellectual. We couldn't tolerate intellectuals in communist to Cambodia at that time. So, yes, what we're experiencing right now on the 30th day of June 2023, what we're witnessing is the worst crime in recorded human history. This is a crime. Now, I've mentioned this before, but we always have new listeners. I do private consultations. I had a couple come here, a married couple from the East Coast, two doctors, doctor of chiropractic. The wife is a nurse practitioner. Nurse practitioners, for all practical purposes, are medical doctors. They can diagnose and prescribe. And they told me that one of their patients, worked for either Moderna or Pfizer, don't know which, I didn't ask, it doesn't matter. In the confidence of their relationship, she told them that her company, her pharmaceutical company, worked for 6 years on the COVID vaccination before it was released around January 2021. Does that sound experimental? Not to me, it doesn't. Do they know all the side effects or what might be called direct effects? Of course I knew. At my website, in the COVID panel, we have more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden. They're numbered. When you go down to number 7, you'll find the list. It's 9 pages, single-spaced, of COVID vaccination side effects for the Pfizer COVID vaccination. They wanted to hold on to that for 75 years before they released it. A judge ordered it to be released, and now we got it. It's a really scary list. I'm no healthcare professional. Don't pretend to be. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I would say about half of those things I never heard of before, the side effects of the COVID vaccination, are better called the direct effects. Why direct effects? Typically, we think of side effects as something that are not intended to take place when you get a vaccination. They're side effects. I regard a direct effect as something that was intended. They did, and according to Michael Yaden, I mentioned Dr. Yaden a lot. Dr. Michael Yaden was a vice president at Pfizer, was director of medical research at Pfizer. Serious credentials. Probably not more than 100 men and women on this planet have credentials in virology at that level. And he says, in no uncertain terms, that the COVID vaccination was designed and intended to hurt and kill people. That's what it was meant to do. It's not a side effect, not a direct effect. It's the effect. It's the intention of the COVID-19 vaccination offered by Pfizer is to hurt and kill people. Same thing for Moderna. If you got the clot shot, you can't be unvaccinated. I've heard all the stories. Oh, my doctor said I should get it. Oh, my adult children said I should get it, so I wouldn't infect other people. Oh, my employer said to get it, or I'd be fired. Yeah. Oh, the military required I would get it, or I'd be discharged with a bad discharge. Whatever the reason, if you got it, you got it. I began warning people about the vaccination in the spring of 2020. I knew that was coming. They said so. My statement at the time was, my belief in the spring of 2020 was the vaccinations were already in refrigerators waiting to be released. Now, I've confirmed it to my satisfaction. That was the case in the spring of 2020. They already had the vaccine. Now, why would you develop a vaccine for a disease that doesn't exist? COVID-19 didn't exist when they started developing the vaccine. Obviously, that can't happen, can it? But it did. There's multiple lawsuits pending right now of every kind you can imagine regarding COVID-19 vaccinations, the lockdowns. Something Robert Kennedy mentioned in his town hall meeting was more than 3 million American businesses shut down with no due process. There was no due process. They were shut down by edict. How many millions of lives did that destroy? The millions of employees, the 3 million plus owners, all the vendors that supplied whatever was needed by those companies. It's been quite a ride beginning January of 2020. I was on my first, maybe my only Caribbean cruise or cruise of any kind. I would like to do another cruise, maybe a river cruise. We'll look into that. I know people like cruises. A river cruise where we don't leave the United States. It could be fun. So on my first Caribbean cruise with Leon Green and my guests, several of us have become pretty good friends over the years. And I started seeing on the news during breaks on the cruise these videos of a man walking down the street in China. He passes out, falls face first on the concrete, bleeds out, and dies from the COVID-19. It was scary. I was on the phone with my friend Tim Spencer, who's now deceased, my webmaster at the time, talking about this. And I was mentally taking a mental inventory of my protective equipment, because I didn't know. I simply didn't know. All I knew was what I was seeing on TV. My protective equipment that would protect me from a real virus. I knew I had everything I needed, but I just took a quick mental inventory of what it was to make sure I had what I needed and would fill in any blank spots. And that's where it began. And the insanity became more and more insane as the weeks and months went by. The social distancing. When I first read that a 14-year-old high school student came up with this idea, I said to myself, this can't be true. It turned out it was. A 14-year-old freshman in high school wrote a term paper for her high school class. Her father, I believe it was the National Institute of Health, who he worked for, he thought, what a great idea. Let's implement this nationwide. No science, just the thoughts of a 14-year-old high school student. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
Democrats want to regulate the Supreme Court. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. So Democrat lawmakers want to regulate the Supreme Court, a separate and equal branch of government. As a constitutional originalist, I take issue with this concept as a whole, but as a human being with a little common sense, I take issue with the particulars. The U.S. Constitution gave Congress the authority to establish any necessary courts beneath the Supreme Court, but that's where congressional authority ends. The Senate Judiciary's Subcommittee on Federal Courts Oversight, Agency Action, and Federal Rights wants to mandate that justices recuse themselves if they have a financial connection to the case. Using that same logic, no member of Congress should ever be allowed to vote on any bill that they have a financial connection to. But if that were to happen, then how would Congress maintain their ability to become millionaires at a rate over 10 times higher than the rest of the population? Congress, regulate yourselves effectively, then maybe we can talk about allowing you to assume power over the only branch of government that ever keeps you in check at all. And if you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% with the code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. It was a struggle getting my website back up and running. My webmaster passed away in January, and the website was down for several weeks. Thanks to Dr. Huff, I located a new webmaster, very bright young man, about the same age as my daughter, and he's doing a great job with the updates on the website. If you want to leave where you are and come to my part of the country, the Missouri, Arkansas Ozarks, we have some real estate opportunities at my website, just recently updated for Crawford County, nearby Phelps County, including the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. There's an opportunity there that's is unique. First of all, it was featured in Better Homes and Gardens when it was a new home. That's a unique opportunity itself to buy a home that was featured in Better Homes and Gardens. Four bedrooms, four bathrooms, room for several families to live and not feel too jammed up. A person could buy it and keep it as a high-end bed and breakfast with management and cleaning staff ready to keep the place pristine condition. We have clients that come to stay there from Europe and Asia, and they expect not a speck of dust anywhere, not a bug anywhere when they arrive from Europe, when they arrive from Asia to spend a week or two at the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. The furniture and decorations are negotiable. The owners are friends of mine, Gary and Linda. They have a nice home full of furniture and decorations. They don't need two homes full of nice furniture and decorations. So it's all negotiable. Although if you don't want it, it'll be sold off probably on Facebook or something like that. So you could buy it and keep it as a bed and breakfast and reserve a couple of weeks or a month for yourself and your family. Let it be rent out the other 11 months. You could buy it and live in it full time right now. It's your choice. The Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. If you have issues with pain, I got something that'll help you. It's called Energy Cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads go with it, varying price depending on what you need. They work. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. I sell about 500 a year. I get back maybe one a quarter. And for some reason, it doesn't work on everybody, but for 99 out of 100, it does. Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is there. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Looks like we have Daryl in Canada. Good morning, Daryl.
Hi, John. I'd like to talk about Trump and maybe about, you mentioned you had a high iron last week. I'd like to talk a little bit about that, too, if we have time at the end. First, I want to talk about the clot shots, though. And you mentioned you might want to go on a cruise or something, John, or anybody out there. I wouldn't suggest that, not necessarily, especially if you haven't been vaxxed, because the vax shedding is very real, and there's a lot of close quarters.
That's a big issue. You're right, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of outbreaks of just general other things when you're in a cruise. So I don't know. I would. If somebody paid me, I wouldn't go on a cruise. So anyway, and plus the people seem to be that I've seen going on cruises are usually older, overweight, and more susceptible to being sick. And apparently, the more sicker you get, according to these people that are talking about shedding, the more shedding there are because it's just coming out of you like crazy. So. Also, you mentioned the 40% year-over-year deaths. Yeah, it's probably, you know, it might have been that in 2022. It's probably going down a bit, but it's probably going to end up going up again. I think the overall number in the Western world is, according to Ed Dowd anyway, was around 20%, but that's still enough. You know, isn't it amazing, John, you hear these apologists, of course, these people that have skin in the game that have been vaxxed and what have you. They blame suicide. They see these numbers too, but they blame suicide, drug overdoses, missed health screenings. I'm sure that that's a percentage of those, but it can't be anywhere near the amount. But yet they try to say that that is the whole enchilada. It's just amazing what they try to, you know, try to deceive us with.
That's right. It is. Yeah. Yep. What was the other point you wanted to make there, Daryl?
Oh, yes. Well, I hope you're right about the Trump situation, anybody but Biden or anybody else. Oh, I hear the music.
You want to hold on to the break?
Sure.
Sure. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Me. Mr. Sandman. Bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. You can educate yourself, entertain yourself, make yourself happy, make yourself sad, make yourself angry, really, with all the information that's there at thelibertyman.com. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? You need an energy cleaner. Not sleeping well at night, you also need an energy cleaner. Check out the details. You can study up on how it came into being, how it works at thelibertyman.com. Place your order right there for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad that goes with it. But you can place your order right there at thelibertyman.com. Daryl, let's continue with your comments, sir.
Yeah, and just finish up on COVID. Anybody that wants, that's arguing about those other things that they may want to think that caused all those excess deaths, you can just refer them back to what happened in 2019, 2018, 2017, 2020 even. What changed? It was a 2021 all this started. So it's a very quick and effective argument to squash them like a bug. Trump... you're optimistic, John, and I like that, but man, oh man, I mean, especially since that tape came out with Trump, I mean, I know this is really, really political, all this stuff, it's just garbage. There isn't a human, forget about even a politician, there's a human being on earth that couldn't be prosecuted for something that they've done in the past. Everyone's got stuff that they wish they hadn't done, and they could take, the law could take it to the nth degree and nail them on it. But nevertheless, considering that's the case, put that aside, Miami's got these documents, I mean, the classified documents and this tape now that seems to confirm things. And they don't want to, and this is going to be the first one of it looks like maybe even four. So I don't think there's any chance they're going to be delaying any of these until after the election or anything. So he's going to have to face the music one way or the other. I think that Miami is probably the toughest one of all, the first one. I think the best chance that Trump has is, I mean, if he was asked the other day about a plea maybe, but he doesn't want to do that. Hung juries all down the list. And New York City after that. I mean, I'm not talking about these things are valid, or I think that a normal jury might even acquit him on some of this stuff. But the juries he's going into, Miami, New York City, are you kidding me? They'd get him on a spitting on the sidewalk situation there. Atlanta with that call to Brad Raffensperger, they're going to get a Fulton County jury there. I mean, what are the odds of that? They're even talking now about Washington, a new Washington, D.C., about this speech there at the Capitol. And Jack Smith is arranging that possibly. So I don't know. If he can survive that, man, he is Superman. But we'll have to see unless this is November of next year, right? We all may be looking for iodine for the nuclear fallout after that, but we'll see what happens. What do you think of that, John? I'll talk about ballot harvesting in a minute, too.
Right. Well, the goal of all these prosecutions is to influence the undecided voters that can swing any election. That's the goal. They know they're not going to convict them, but it causes doubt in the minds of people who are kind of wishy-washy, and that's what they're attempting to do. And they'll have some success, but I think it'll be limited. The support for President Trump will be overwhelming, and there's nothing they can do about it. It scares the hell out of them. If President Trump and RFK Jr. became a ticket, that would be a winner. It really would be. You got anything else for us, Daryl?
So you're saying, okay, so getting back to what, so you think there's no he's going to beat all of these trials. You think that the juries are not going to convict him on these?
No. You see, in the American system, prosecutor has to convince 12 people that the person is guilty. The defense has to convince one person that he's not. It's a very high standard.
No doubt about it. The hung jury is his best chance, no doubt about it. But, you're extremely optimistic, and I hope you're right, because anybody's better than Biden and the rest of them. And as far as the ballot harvesting, I know the Republicans are talking about that, and it's a good idea because you got to fight fire with fire, I guess fraud with fraud almost, you could almost say. But
well, it's not fraud if it's done legally in jurisdictions where it's legal.
Right. When I use the word fraud, I mean on the Democratic side, like, because they'll do more than that. And that's my point, what I'm about to make.
Right.
The ballot harvesting situation, the Republicans, they have less of a pool to draw from. Because let's put it this way, and I'm sure you agree with this, John. You're a lot in these inner cities and what have you, and wherever you are, that's where they're a lot more malleable to giving their ballot just without even talk and everything, without even mentioning. I mean, Republicans are generally are much more of a, well, I don't know, I guess to put it straight out, they're better citizens. They would be less likely to do stuff like that. It's almost like if the ballot harvesting of the Republicans compared to the Democrats is almost like a CFL team up here versus an NFL team. They might be able to knock off a couple of points out of maybe, I think, about these 8 or 10, 6, 8, 10 that Democrats do. They can put a dent in it, and it's a good idea, yes, but unless there's that overwhelming, like you mentioned, that overwhelming support for Trump or DeSantis or somebody else to overcome this, I don't think ballot harvesting is going to. It's a good idea on paper, but there's just too big, and they're too good at it. They've been doing it for 4 years now, so the Republicans have to catch up. I don't think they're as good as that, so I don't think that is going to be the answer. Kerry Lake wants to do it in Arizona too, but again, it's hard to catch up when somebody's been doing something for 4 years and you're just starting.
Well, it's not the answer, but it's part of the answer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, great call there, Daryl. Don't be a stranger. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Call number is 512-248-8252. I've had to come to an accommodation intellectually, spiritually, emotionally with the fact, as far as I'm concerned, my daughter, my two youngest grandchildren, and my son-in-law will all be dead in 3 to 5 years because they foolishly accepted at least my daughter and her husband accepted the COVID vaccination, and they offered it and gave it to their innocent 17-year-old grandchildren, children, my grandchildren, juniors in high school. They'll be seniors next year. That's not easy. It's not easy at all to come to that conclusion that the most precious things in my life, other than my wife, of course, will be gone. Now, fortunately, my oldest grandson, he's 26, he'll be 27 this coming fall, did not take the COVID vaccination. And so there'll be somebody to continue the bloodline. And it's, and many of you are in the same situation where you've had siblings, children, grandchildren, maybe even a spouse. I've seen that, where one spouse gets it, the other doesn't. So I'm not the Lone Ranger when it comes to this matter, not even close. There's millions of people all over the West in the same situation. So that's where we are. It's not going to get any easier. Something that Daryl mentioned was the deaths have dropped off in 2022, late 2022. And he mentioned also they'll be picking up again, which they will. That's something that Marie Lassiter, who's on with me the next hour in about 20 minutes or so, has been saying as well. It will pick up again. The men and women who created these vaccinations, they are working as they're Satanists. They may not be practicing the religion of Satanism, but they're doing the work of the devil. It is pure evil. The creation of these vaccines is pure, unadulterated evil. That's what they are. People behind this have all the money in the world to promote these things as being safe and effective. Out of all the countries on the planet, only 3 countries opposed the COVID vaccinations publicly. The presidents of all 3 countries were murdered, assassinated. No surprise there. I guess either they didn't get the memo or they didn't believe it. Go along with this or you're dead. I've been aware of world events for many decades, going back to my work as an intelligence analyst in Vietnam. I never dreamed that we would be looking at a man-made virus followed up by a biological weapon pretending to be a vaccine. It never occurred to me that that would actually take place as part of a depopulation effort. Now, when the Deagle Report was first made public a number of years ago, myself, many of my friends and associates and other people were pondering and speculating, could this happen? How could this happen? What would make it happen? We were just speculating, and quite frankly, I didn't have any conclusions as to how they would make this happen. Now I know. They're already planning the next make-believe pandemic. I don't know what it's going to be. There's several things on as possibilities. Marburg's been talked about, Ebola, whatever it's going to be. And, of course, they've already got the vaccine ready right now. Of course they do, to finish a job they've started. So the emphasis right now, I believe, when it comes to these vaccines, is to educate parents so they don't get their children vaccinated. I was unable to educate my daughter, much to my disappointment. I certainly tried unsuccessfully. But she's 2,100 miles away, and it's, you know, my influence was not sufficient, obviously. Whatever influence you can have to help a parent not get their child vaccinated, you may save a life. You can't do that unless you educate yourself. That's where my website comes in. Educate yourself about the true nature of the COVID vaccination clot shot. You cannot possibly educate someone else unless you're educated first yourself, can you? Of course not. So that's the first step. Go to my website, start reading and watching. There's articles and videos both. You may want to start with Dr. Michael Yaden, segue into the work of Todd Callender, the work of Karen Kingston, others. Dr. Horowitz, of course. Dr. Horowitz is really on top of this. His work is brilliant, by the way, in case you don't know. So once you educate yourself, you can educate others. They may or may not accept what you tell them. There's no way to tell in advance. If you convince them not to get their child vaccinated, you save the life. If you don't, well, you did your best. And you can sleep well at night knowing you did your best. And the unfortunate outcome for that child, well, you did your best. And that's all anybody can do. You gave it your all. It's one of the things we learn in athletics, in competitive athletics, whether it's football, basketball, track, whatever it might be. You learn to give it your all and give a maximum performance. You may win, you may not win. Winning is great, but there's a real satisfaction from giving it your all. My main event in track was the 100-yard dash. There was myself and two other young men that were always in competition with each other in Jefferson County. When my senior year, it was just myself and one other guy, Randy Casey, from a nearby high school. I never beat Randy, but talking to him after one of the races, he says, "John, I could hear you breathing." I was never more than about 6 feet behind him, 2/10 of a second. And great guy. Randy went on to a college football scholarship. I had a college football scholarship offered. I wasn't able to take advantage of it. And he went on to play for the Denver Broncos. And I think he became a high school football coach after that. We have a caller on hold here. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Fantastic. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, remember when I had the 45 people and over half after the vaccine passed, remember?
Right.
Okay, well, you're talking about how it's dwindling down, but it's not true because, well, I'm not saying you're saying anything that's not true, but in my situation, three more people last week, their heart stopped in their apartment. These are elderly people, so they're not here anymore.
Three people in 1 week. Now, is that an unusual amount of people to die in 1 week where you live?
Oh, yes. I mean, it would only be one, maybe one a year. But
really?
During that time, you those dates, remember, there were over 20 within that one-year period.
Now,
during 20 and 20.
Now, well, when people get
vaccine,
do people get together in a community room to watch movies, have a meal, that kind of thing?
Yes, they do.
And what discussions, if any, are going on about all these people dying?
Nobody's saying a word, John, except the ones that didn't take it, because they all know what's going on.
And what are they saying? And what are they saying, the ones that didn't take it?
Well, they know exactly, but they don't want to say anything now because, I mean, they don't want to make the people feel bad or whatever. So it's
And what do the now all the employees were required to get the COVID clot shot themselves, weren't they?
Yes, but some of them didn't. They didn't have to. Where I was at, they didn't have to.
Only if they wanted to. Right. Well, you obviously interact with these employees. What discussions, if any, about the clot shot is there with the employees?
Well, most of them didn't do it, but they're noticing the people that they're helping are gone now. They know what it's about.
Right.
They're saying
right.
It was the vaccine, yeah. They just feel sad because, you know, they're people they work with or poor.
Right. Now, has there been any injuries or fatalities among the workers?
No.
Okay. All right.
No. Uh-uh. But the, well, my friend, though, my friend who's in her 60s took it. Now she's having really high blood pressure, and, well, things are, it bothers me because real high blood pressure now, and she keeps going into the ER, and I keep thinking, oh, boy.
All right. Well, that's an excellent update, Deborah. What else you got for us?
Oh, I was just wanting to let you know because you're talking about it, and that's a high percentage, 45 people. Now it's almost no kidding.
Give us a quick summary again. Out of 45 people, how many have died?
30.
And are those rooms being filled up with new people?
Yes.
Okay. Real good, Deborah. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate the call. Okay. Thank you very much. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We've got a few minutes here before the top of the hour break. I'm so happy that Marie Lassiter has agreed to come on this show with us every Friday. She's a scientist, author of three books, the author of two dozen plus scientific peer-reviewed papers. She is the elected coroner of Texas County, the largest county in the state of Missouri. The Atlantic magazine approached her to do a story about why they had such a low percentage, 33% vaccination rate in her county. I used to admire The Atlantic as a well-written magazine. I no longer because of their political stance, but regardless, they were looking to expose the anti-vax attitude in Texas County. Maria declined the offer. She wanted to expose the true nature of the vaccines. And, of course, the Atlantic wanted nothing to do with that. They want to keep the fantasy about the vaccines being safe and effective. They want to keep that going. So that's what happened there. It's a new world. A new world we live in, where the powers that be want to kill off 9 out of 10 human beings on this planet. That's their goal, and they're in a process of achieving their goal. That's what they're doing. They're in a process of achieving that goal. Here we are in 2023 dealing with this. The year is officially half over at midnight tonight. 2024 is going to be a wild ride from what I understand, even more so than this year. 2020 was about the wildest ride I've seen in my lifetime, quite frankly, with the fantasy about George Floyd being killed by that police officer. He killed himself. I noticed they didn't release the second video until the cities had burned and people had died, millions of dollars of damage. The video of George Floyd being in the back seat of the patrol car saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.